The Hastings Raiders boys golf team is in the midst of their busy portion of the 2024 season, playing nearly 2 to 3 meets per week. Head coach Matt Klein of the Raiders gives us all an update as Hastings approaches playoffs.
We're kind of in the last third of the season right now and just trying to find our place where, you know, we just want to continue to find growth in our game. We just got back last weekend from a 2-day tournament at Dakota Ridge in Morton, and probably one of the most beautiful golf courses in the entire state. And it's different challenges that we're putting our kids in. And as we get closer to sections and the conference tournament, we have probably 10, 11 kids still vying to be in our top six. And, you know, as a golf team, we can play six in a competitive match. We're trying to still lock down our six, but we have a lot of kids trying to be in that six still right now.
Coach Klein on some of the top Raider players making a move before the postseason.
Luke Kendall's 11th grader has been our most consistent kid. He's lived in the 70s more than any other Raider for us this year so far. You know, John Harris has had a round in the 70s. Last weekend in our Metro East at the golf club. I think he won 77. Got quite a few conference points there. Our team took third that day, which is really good for us right now in the tough conference that we're in. You know, David Bauer has earned it in a lot of different ways. Ninth grader that is really striking the ball. Had a tougher weekend, but came back and qualified. Shot a 38 a couple days ago at the club. Had it followed that up with an 80 yesterday at Oak Glen. And just a really consistent kid that once he gets under par to par a little longer in the round, we're going to really see some results on what that final score can be too, because he's really consistent and good in all parts of the game. You know, I'd say probably those are our top three. Will Reeder had a really good round yesterday, shot 80. Trey Bremer shot 80. Both were just outside of the conference points and scoring. But again, kids are continuing to grind and to find their game and to kind of put what their best part of their game is to their scorecard. So we're not there yet. But, you know, I think our best score on the year right now is 319. And I still think, I told our kids yesterday, I think, you know, we're going to be in that 307 club when we can put it all together on the same day with our full squad and great potential. You know, I think we can take several off of where we are, and let's go to battle with what that number can be too.
The run to the playoffs officially begins for the Raider boys golf team early next week.
Yeah, next week we start Monday at the White Bear Lake Yacht Club, which is a great opportunity because it's a super private course that, you know, our kids are fortunate enough to get on. And then we have our last regular season conference event at River Oaks on Tuesday. And again, we're going to try to, again, leapfrog a couple teams and a couple spots as individuals and teams. And then, you know, that just wraps it up. We literally have a full week, and we'll get a couple tryout rounds at the end of the week next week and the beginning of the week after at Hastings Golf Club, because it is really like Bunker, and it's a lot like Loggers Trail in some ways, minus the tall grass. We'll put the pieces together as we kind of move forward and kids earn their spot, and, you know, we'll make way for, you know, what hopes to be a great end of the year.
Stay tuned for more on the Hastings Raiders boys golf team throughout their playoff run.